Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, June 19th. Currently with fair skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.82, and the dew point is 59 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The state will fund a major road construction project in Winfield.
Last week, Governor Laura Kelly announced that the state has provided $11 million to 14 different transportation construction projects statewide. One of those is the Pike Road Pedestrian and Vehicle Safety and Access Improvement Project in Winfield. The investments are made possible through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Cost Share Program for the spring of 2023. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Hutchinson City Council will get a look at the new regulations for chickens in the city as part of a larger update to the city's zoning regulations at their meeting on Tuesday. The Hutchinson Post said the ordinance would allow a maximum of 8 chickens on the side or rear yard, and space has to be fenced with appropriate shelter. No roosters would be allowed. The Hutchinson City Council meets Tuesday, 9 a.m. at City Hall. To talk about that, there's been no final decision about the new ordinance yet. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Tina Smith of Minnesota introduced bipartisan legislation to make certain that patients who receive oral medications are not hit with thousands of dollars in unaffordable out-of-pocket costs that health plans routinely cover for patients receiving traditional IV chemotherapy treatments. The Senator's Cancer Drug Parity Act responds to the recent improvements in oral medications for cancer by preventing insurers from charging cancer patients higher copayments for those medications than for chemotherapy medicine delivered intravenously. An estimated 2 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and a study on patients prescribed oral cancer medications found that 1 in 8 patients faced copayments of $2,000 or more for their first prescription. More than 40 states and the District of Columbia have enacted oral parity laws, which prevent health plans from creating different cost-sharing requirements for oral and IV cancer medications. And these laws have made a significant difference for cancer patients. Widespread rainfall across the area of the Great Plains has improved drought, and the Kansas Ag Secretary said that might improve the winter wheat crop. Mike Beam reported that most of the damage is already done, but there are a few wheat producers who may get a little bit of a rally in their wheat from rains in May, though he said there may be new tillers and there may be some unevenness when it ripens. Beam added that it has helped on the wheat side, but it definitely has helped for seeding of fall crops. While yields may not reflect it, Beam said there's been significant relief in areas that have suffered for 3 years, with far western parts of the state looking as good on June 15th as it has in many years. However, with a few hot, windy days, that may change quickly. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor shows complete drought removal or abnormally dry conditions in counties along the Wyoming border, and 1 month ago, that area was in exceptional or extreme drought. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers to participate in the next statewide virtual job fair that's hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, June 21st. Toland stated that Kansas is experiencing unprecedented levels of growth as companies are expanding, relocating, and getting their start in Kansas. And their Kansas Works teams are ready and able to assist job seekers by helping them find employment opportunities in all skill and job levels. The virtual statewide job fair portal also features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for the attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. And to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. Governor Kelly reminds Kansans that as Kansas students continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, she has expanded the qualifications for families to apply for the Kansas Education Enrichment, or KEEP, program. As of Monday, June 5th, students whose household income is less than 300% of the federal poverty guidelines are eligible for KEEP funds, which is a program that provides qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per child to pay for educational goods and services such as tutoring and school supplies. Governor Kelly said this program enables Kansas students to access the resources and support that they need to live up to their highest potential. So if you know of someone who may qualify for this funding, please encourage them to apply now as they continue to help Kansas students thrive both in and out of the classroom, though the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. KEEP funds can be used on enrichment and educational activities that include the purchase of curriculum and educational materials, including school supplies and certain allowed technological devices, camps with academic-related curriculum such as music, arts, science, technology, agriculture, mathematics, and engineering, tutoring, language classes, and musical instruments and lessons. KEEP is offered through a contract between Merit International Incorporated and the Kansas Office of Recovery with the goal of providing educational activities and learning opportunities to students across Kansas to promote educational learning recovery in response to the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The application can be found at keep.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, authorities report that an inmate died on Friday morning at a Lincoln prison. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, 54-year-old David Saxton was at the Reception and Treatment Center, and his cause of death has not been determined, although the department said he was being treated for a medical problem. In 2015, Saxton was convicted and sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for second-degree murder after he beat 43-year-old Lonnie Sanchez to death at a transient camp near North Platte. Authorities initially filed a murder charge against the second man, but his charge was reduced as part of a plea deal. A grand jury will investigate Saxton's death as required by Nebraska law. At least 7 units raced to put out a fire that tore through the front of an Lincoln Public School bus Friday morning, which happened at the parking lot of the district's transportation department on Park Boulevard. The first report came in at around 10:20 a.m. Lincoln Fire and Rescue said its crews were training nearby when the call came in, so they were able to get to it quickly. Lincoln Fire and Rescue said the bus that caught fire had a history of mechanical problems and was already removed from service. No other vehicles were involved and no one was hurt. The damage is still being assessed, so it's not clear how much repairs will cost. Thieves failed to break into a smoke shop with a trash can lid on Thursday morning, but police say they were more successful at another store. This all started at Smokaha Tobacco near 56th Street and Nebraska Parkway around 4 a.m., and that's where authorities said an attempted burglary was bungled and the thieves ran off empty-handed. Police said that not long after that, the criminals hit a nearby Cloud 9 smoke shop, and this time they smashed their way through a glass door with a brick. Investigators are still totaling how much vape products were stolen, but say that Cloud 9 has an estimated $1,000 in damage. And police haven't released a description of the suspects at this time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hyrebold Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Hyrebold Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A total of 21 members from the Northwest District were awarded their state FFA degree during the 95th Kansas Future Farmers of America Convention held May 31st to June 2nd on the Kansas State University campus in Manhattan. And the state degree is the highest honor the Kansas FFA Association can bestow upon its members. In order to achieve this award, members must meet requirements that include to have received their chapter FFA degree, been an FFA member and agricultural education student for at least 2 years, earned at least $2,000 or worked 600 hours in their supervised agricultural experience program, given a 6-minute speech about agriculture or FFA, participated in 8 different leadership activities, received a C average or better in high school, and showed a record of outstanding leadership and community involvement. The members who met these qualifications and their respective FFA chapters from the Northwest District include from Hill City, Gracie Phillips and Ella Hart, from Hoxie, Drew Bretz, from Lakeside, Ross Hudson, from Northern Valley, Austin Cox and Kai Cox, from Phillipsburg, Austin Deerking and Leighton Johnson, and from Norton, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Wade David, Ellie Katz, and Janessa Ann Reuter. Each state degree recipient receives a state degree charm, which is a symbol of the member's growth and development, and this is sponsored by Kansas Electric Cooperatives. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas has announced that they received a $500 grant award from the Hayes Lions Club for the vision needs of the people they serve who have developmental disabilities. The grant will go to support DSNWK's Consumer Medical Fund, and this fund assists individuals with the cost of medical items and care that are not covered by Medicaid, and this includes items such as eyeglasses and other vision needs. DSNWK thanks the Hayes Lions Club for their continuous support of people with developmental disabilities. DSNWK is a 501c3 nonprofit serving individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities in 18 Northwest Kansas counties since 1967. Governor Kelly, with the support of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and Kansas Recreation and Park Association, has proclaimed June as Great Outdoors Month in Kansas, a timely reminder of just how much the outdoors and our parks contribute to our quality of life as Kansans. Governor Kelly said outdoor recreation is a great way to improve physical and mental health, fitness, and environmental awareness, and she encourages everyone to get outdoors this month to appreciate our state's natural resources and enjoy memorable experiences with family and friends at a park near you. Apart from the physical, mental, and environmental benefits of engaging in outdoor recreation, the economic benefit can be felt as well. In fact, outdoor recreation has a significant economic impact in Kansas, generating an estimated $3.6 billion in consumer spending and supporting 37,107 direct jobs annually. Some outdoor events to celebrate include, on a national level, Great Outdoors Month, National Marina Days, May 29th through September 4th, or the Great American Campout on June 24th. For more ideas on fun-filled ways to celebrate Great Outdoors Month in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin this Wednesday, June 21st. The project will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36, or State Street, between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first, with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes. The construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion, and an 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away April 24th with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, June 20th, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Graveside services for Raymond Harrington, 64 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Monday, June 19th, at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 96 and breezy with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 68 and a southeast wind around 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 94 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 66. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be sunny with a high near 92. On Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 85. On Friday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 91. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 90. Currently, with fair skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.82, and the dew point is 59 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Cruise on over to United Northwest Federal Credit Union and check out our great auto loan rates. June 1st through the 30th, get as low as 5% APR on a 2018 and newer auto loan for up to 60 months. Terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. While you're here, ask us about our birthday skip-a-pay. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
Here in sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs wrapping up mandatory mini camp, and during camp, a lot of eyes were on wide receiver Sky Moore and how he's been developing in year two in the NFL, and head coach Andy Reid met with the media, and he discussed Sky Moore and how he's developed this offseason, and also, more importantly, how even with some of the issues he felt with last year, that the mental resilience of Sky Moore, especially amid his punt return issues he had last season, is one of Sky Moore's better overall quality traits, and just what do you think Sky Moore can turn into here in year two?
Well, listen, still a ton of room to climb and grow. He's so willing, though, and you got a chance to see one of the good parts of his personality is when everything was going wrong last year with the punt returns, he didn't let that bother him. You know, he came back and he'd have a big catch in the same game, and and that was all new territory for him with these punt returns. But the resiliency and able to kind of focus back in, that's a good quality to have.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The battle against rust and corrosion with PB Blaster at O'Reilly Auto Parts. PB Blaster quickly busts loose rusted, corroded, or frozen parts. PB Blaster is great for everything from bolts to frozen locks. Right now, pick up an 11-ounce bottle of PB Blaster for just $6.99, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The best music. We have to, because we have the best listeners.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Burning. such a great remake of the Martha Reeves hit Linda Ronstadt's Heatwave with Jay Coffey. So the Avengers appear to be getting into the renovation business 2 months after Jeremy Renner launched his Disney Plus series Renovations. Robert Downey Jr. is debuting his own series, Downey's Dream Cars, which hits Max on June 22nd.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.